Princess Pro Tips by Master Weaver. Upvote, bookmark, like, subscribe.
So why'd Pip want to see us?
Zip shrugged as she hovered along.
Maybe she just wants an excuse to hit on Hitch.
Sunny snorted.
Her and half the ponies in Maritime Bay. I don't think she'd call us all just for that, though. Aha! There you are. May of the hour.
Pip petals fluttered above them, waving them through the door.
Come in. Come on, we've got a lot to get through, and I don't know how long to get through it.
Sunny rolled her eyes as she stepped through.
Hey, Hitch, any issues in the office?
Oh, you know, returning things that were stolen during the panic, repairing the damage to the town, uninstalling all the Cantalogic emplacements. The stallion clacked his hoof.
That reminds me, Zip, could you make sure the Pegasi know the unicorn traps aren't landing pads? I thought it'd be obvious, but after 15 incidents in the same day...
Sorry, Sheriff, it's a speed challenge,
Zip explained.
Hit the trap and launch off before it snaps. I'll let him know, but it's not going to stop anytime soon.
And I thought Sunny made my job difficult. That explains the empty traps, though.
How many were there?
12 incidents.
Drat.
Zip grinned.
I only did 10.
Hitch leveled a flat look at her, preparing to launch into a tirade, when Izzy Moonbow rolled through the door.
Ta-da! Izzy!
Sunny laughed.
So that's where my roller skates went off to. Why aren't you wearing a helmet, though?
A what?
Sunny's smile frowned.
A helmet? It's a sort of shell that protects your head. Like a hat?
Izzy spun around.
Why would I hide this amazing mane? Because head injuries can be dangerous and seriously mess with your senses.
Sunny said slowly.
A brain injury can even cause problems in balance or... thinking. What? Don't be silly. Unicorns have been pecking through wood with our horns for ages, and we're all good brain ponies.
Sunny carefully shared a look with Hitch.
Ahem.
Pip cleared her throat.
If we're all done realizing that Bridalwood unicorns need a lot of TLC... I'd like to actually get to what I called you all here for. It's super important. Oh, she's capitalizing.
Zip noted.
All right.
Sunny gestured for her to go on.
We're listening, Pip.
Pip whipped her hoof to point at her.
You, Sunny Star Scout, you are the pony that single-handedly faced all odds to do the impossible. Bring back magic. Well, I didn't do it alone. Doesn't matter, that's what ponies will think.
Pip shrugged.
At least for a while. And even after the real story gets out, you're still going to be the most famous pony in all the land.
Sunny opened her mouth, paused, and carefully shut it.
I hadn't thought about that. I know you haven't. You have a good heart, and you only want to bring friendship to the land.
Pip sighed.
Zip and I, on the other hand, we've been famous all our lives. We know how to handle that sort of attention. Or, well, I do. Zip knows how to avoid it. Harsh, but fair.
Zip admitted.
So, since you and also the rest of us are now big-time famous, we're going to cover the basics on parasocial relationships and responsible interactions with other ponies. Rule number one.
Pip put on an uncharacteristically serious face.
Your fans cannot be your friends.
Sunny blinked.
What? Oh, here we go.
Zip muttered to herself.
But they're ponies.
Sunny protested.
I literally lived my whole life to bring all ponies together.
Pip held up a hoof.
I'm not saying that your fans are your enemies. Heck, they should never be your enemies. That's what we call cancel culture.
She shuddered.
It's what took our dad from us. Oh.
Sunny's shoulders sagged.
I'm sorry for your loss, My father died, so I know what it's like to... That's not Dad,
Zip stated flatly.
We just can't ever be seen with him in public again.
What?
That lettuce leaf was not his fault.
Pip choked back a sob.
I know he screwed up, but...
She took a deep breath, shutting her eyes and wiping away a tear.
Perky Pip. Ponies prefer Perky Pip. Promise Pretty Petals Pip.
Sunny leaned back warily.
It can't really be that bad, can it? Let me put it this way. You know how Mom was the queen of Zephyr Heights?
Zip asked.
Yeah? You know how after the flight strings were revealed they threw her in jail?
Sunny cringed.
Yeah. That's cancel culture. I mean, a pretty extreme form of cancel culture, but you shouldn't have to worry about that.
Pip reassured Sunny.
Because you actually did bring back magic, with some help, sure, but your fame is based on facts, not views. Still, point remains, fans can't be your friends. They can become your friends, but at that point they're not your fans anymore.
Sunny frowned.
I don't get it.
Pip shrugged.
Yeah, I thought you wouldn't. So let me give you an example. Hitch, come stand over here, please.
Hitch blinked, walking over warily.
Sure?
Pip gestured at him with a hoof.
Hitch Trailblazer.
She gestured at the calendar next to him.
Hitch Trailblazer. Hitch Trailblazer.
Izzy added, putting a macaroni sculpture of Hitch on the desk.
Same pony, right?
Sunny nodded.
Of course. Wrong!
Pip jabbed a hoof at Hitch.
This is Hitch Trailblazer the pony. Perfectly ordinary. He eats, he sleeps, he has a secret hoof shake, and sure he's got awesome abs, but you can bet they don't come magically formed.
It takes a proper diet and workout. Hitch confirmed.
But this!
Pip pointed at the calendar.
This is Sheriff Hitch, the Law Manifest. Here to bring order and protection to Maritime Bay. Does he eat? Only when he needs to. Does he sleep? That's insanity! He's a glowing beacon to the entire town! And this!
She whipped her hoof around.
This is, a creative expression of my positive feelings towards my friend and the changes he had brought about in my life.
Izzy offered.
I've actually done one for each of us. I was going to hand them out after this meeting.
Pip's face melted into a soft smile.
Aw, Izzy, that's so sweet. Thank you. Sis?
Zip flicked her eyes to Sunny.
You wanna, Right.
Pip put back on her serious face.
To us, you're Sunny Star Scout, the Earth Pony, and our friend, and that means a lot. But to our fans, you're Sunny Star Scout, Friendship Reborn, Fount of Magic, Unifier of the Three Tribes. There's two Sunnies, is what I'm saying. The one sitting here, and the icon. Well, okay.
Sunny allowed.
I have an image. Somehow. But I'm not understanding what that has to do with my fans not being my friends.
Pip sighed, and then her ears perked up.
Your dad, he told you stories about the ponies of old, right? Yeah. And there was one, a friendship princess or something. Yeah. Tell me about her.
Pip prompted.
Well, She was the leader of a group of heroes,
Sunny began.
Earth ponies, Pegasi, and unicorns, all working together to save the world. And she was super smart. She knew about the magic of all the tribes. Her friends were pretty cool too, like there was this Pegasus that could fly fast enough to make rainbow explosions. And this Earth pony that made the best cupcakes and a unicorn who could turn back time.
Pip nodded.
One of them burped once.
Sunny blinked.
What? Another one had just the worst pet.
Pip continued.
Absolute menace. Now, hang on. And I'm pretty sure there was one time that Princess woke up with a terrible bed mane, and couldn't get it looking right all day. Stop! Sunny said. You don't know that, any of that!
Of course not,
Pip admitted with a shrug.
But they're just ponies. I mean, it's pretty likely that everything I said was true.
That's not the point. They're my heroes. They're the ponies I've looked up to all my life.
Slowly, realization began to dawn on Sunny's face.
I'm not saying you couldn't be their friend, Sunny. If they suddenly reappeared somehow, I honestly think you could. But you'd have to get used to, well, them being ponies, not icons.
Pip's voice was solemn as she landed.
And that's the position you're in right now. Some fans, maybe they'll become your friends. Some very important ponies too. But you're starting off with a lot of power and not much emotional connection. You have to be careful, understand? For their sake, and for your own.
Oh,
Sunny sagged.
Hey!
Zip put a hoof on her shoulder.
It's not that bad. You've got real friends in this room. And hey, there will be ponies who aren't bedazzled by the whole Fount of Magic thing.
Yeah, I guess I just...
Sunny shook her head.
I didn't think this would be... like that, you know?
Lot to get used to, Hitch agreed. Still, if you can get used to it, well, I have to admit, he struck a pose. I'm a pretty big fan of Sheriff Hitch myself.
Yeah, I kinda like him too,
Pip agreed.
Course, I met the pony underneath first, so...
She beckled a hoof noncommittally.
Anyway, I was going to give you all the tips now, but I'm looking at you and I'm realizing this was kind of a major bomb to drop, so... Yeah, meeting over. We'll talk about everything else later.
Yeah.
Sunny took a breath.
Still, I brought the ponies back together and I'm going to keep trying to do that. Spread the message of friendship across the world to my fans.
That's great! I can set a cloud up for you later, you know, once Maritime sets up a network.
Hitch frowned.
Wait, if Pegasi couldn't fly, how could you still work with clouds?
Oh, not literal clouds, virtual clouds. It's this whole thing,
Zip explained, standing up.
See, we've got a sort of lightning-based network.
Ooh!
Izzy hopped into a chair.
Tell us!
Sunny watched on as the Pegasi explained things like lightning sand, light weaving, and radio waves. She took a moment to put a hoof to the symbol that hung from her neck, the six-pointed stars that had guided her way, and slowly she smiled again.
Hello everyone and welcome back to Common Time with Visual Pony. Once again, I will remind you that you can support Pony and Wolf Productions through the links down in the description. Every dollar helps is needed and very much appreciated, and don't forget, every little bit helps to keep the lights on around here. Which is very, very important, guys. Because if the lights go out, then the channel goes out. That's how it goes. Anyhow, let's get into the meat of the story here. As a YouTuber, I personally find this story very relatable, and it's actually something I myself had to learn. You have to be very careful when interacting with fans. Or subscribers in my case. Because at the time when I started out, there were all these cases where YouTubers were abusing their fans, and that YouTubers were accused of sexually assaulting their fans and all that. So I, from the very beginning, became very, very careful. So even when I first held a panel at Galacon, I never was alone with a subscriber. Never was alone with someone who had questions. I always had someone I trusted with me. There's always this disconnect. Yes, subscribers/fans can become friends, but you have to be aware that a lot of people just don't see you as a normal person. They put you on a pedestal, and it can be hard for some people to realize that you are just a normal person, just like them. And I've had situations like that happen, and it's heartbreaking sometimes.
But please realize, guys, I'm just a normal guy. I'm just one guy sitting here in his boxer shorts and t-shirt with a blanket over his knees, recording pony stories and doing silly voices. I'm not some uber celebrity, even though, yes, I would like to have a YouTube play button at some point, which I think we need 10,000 subscribers for, but I don't think I'll live to see the day. That's like one of my goals. I want a YouTube play button, but on the other hand, I can totally relate with what Pip is saying here. Everyone who is out in the public space has to watch out for interaction with fans. And it's something that is a lesson that is hard learned, believe me. I wish I would have had someone to tell me this when I first started out on YouTube. And it's good that Pip takes the time to explain this to Sunny, who is now literally the most famous pony in Equestria. And with this, I wish all of you a wonderful rest of your day. And if you have been watching the recording day behind the scenes of the 8th of October, then you have seen how I recorded this story. And I love you all. I really do. And hope that this story finds you well in body and mind.